This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later on the show, how gardening is being used for community development and therapy. Joining us first to discuss the latest developments at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport as it celebrates its 70th year, CVG Chief Executive Officer Candace McGraw, Kenton County Judge Executive Chris Knockelman, and Cincinnati Business Courier staff reporter and columnist Chris Wetterick. And you can join the conversation this afternoon at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Chris, Judge Knockelman, and Candace, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Candace, talk about the airport. I said 70 years, so that would have been 1947.
1947 to start commercial passenger traffic, yes.
Who was the first, what was the first flight out of there?
It was a United flight, and I believe, I think came from Cleveland. Cleveland to Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why was the airport built in Northern Kentucky? Why was that spot chosen?
So the forefathers of the airport looked for a wide open piece of land, right? And at the time, it was farmland in Boone County. It was founded by the Kenton County commissioners at the time. And they were looking, actually starting a place to do some test site for the U.S. military pre-World War II or during World War II. And once it was established for those purposes, it grew from there into commercial service traffic.
And Chris, it is located in Boone County, and Candace was addressing this to some extent. The airport's governed by the Kenton County authorities, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's governed by Kenton County. It's owned by Kenton County. It's in Boone County. I mean, it was really one of the great decisions the forefathers of Northern Kentucky made, because they have this huge, huge economic asset in Northern Kentucky that really has driven, I think, the growth. Judge Knockelman can talk about this as well, but really driven the growth in Northern Kentucky and its businesses over the last 70 years.
Yeah, Judge Knockelman, how important has CVG been to the surrounding community?
Well, I think it's incalculable. I think that when the original investment was made to buy the property to invest in the airport, I don't think they had any idea of the kind of impact that it would take and make in the region. And I think Candace has seen this in her tenure and in the industries that, the evolution of airports and the evolution of air travel continues to occur. And you have to be ready for that and make sure that you're open to new and better opportunities. And then you also get hit with challenges, as I'm sure everyone knows at times, but you have to be really on your toes for things. And the good news is, I think, this Kenton County, while we do have controlling interest in terms of the number of board members now, with the reorganization that went through a little over a year ago now, Boone County has a seat, the governor, and Campbell as well. So we have a really much more regional effort to make sure we oversee the airport.
And one thing that the judge has done, I mean, all of the members are from Northern Kentucky. There used to be voting and non-voting and all this stuff, but some of the key executives on there work in Cincinnati for some of the big businesses on 4th Street. So, they've been inclusive in that respect. In the history of the region, this was just kind of one of those classic things where Northern Kentucky outflanked Cincinnati. Cincinnati, of course, had the Blue Ash Airport for many years. And there was a thought, I think, at one point, way, way back that would eventually be the region's airport. The people in Blue Ash never wanted that to happen, and so it basically didn't.
Yeah, the original airport was only a little over 100 acres when it was first founded. So we now have, under the authority of the Kenton County Airport Board, 7,500 acres, right? And we completed an economic impact study just recently through the University of Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky University, kind of utilizing the 2015 numbers. And we have a $4.4 billion annual economic impact on this region, so which was actually a 22% increase from the economic impact using 2012 numbers. So it is a huge economic driver for the region.
How many employees at the airport, Candace?
So the airport board itself has about 425 employees, but on campus daily on those 7,500 acres is anywhere between 8,500 and 10,000 employees.
Now, was it an international airport from the beginning? Did it start off that way?
I don't know when the designation came for an international airport, but you know, we have service still, the transatlantic flight to Paris from Delta. So that's nonstop daily. We have, you know, daily service multiple times a day to Canada and then a number of vacation destinations as well.
Is there a certain number of international flights you have to have that international status, or if you even have one, you're international?
If you even have one, you're designated through ICAO, which is our International Civil Aviation Authority. You can be an international airport.
So 2016, big year for the airport. What were some of the big accomplishments?
Yeah, 2016 was a banner year for the airport. I think we started 12 new destinations. We finished the year at a 7% increase in number of passengers over what we had in 2015. So it was our third consecutive year of year-over-year growth. So you know, just doing well on all metrics. And one of the ventures we really pushed hard and achieved a lot of success in 2016 was our land development effort, right? Because we're trying to diversify our revenue stream. And we had a number of key non-aviation developments that happened as well. And then finally, sort of the crowning jewel on it was another expansion by DHL. They opened up a $108 million expansion for 16 additional aircraft positions at the airport. Hmm. So hit it on all cylinders in 2016.
A lot going on. 12 new destinations. What are those?
A variety of new destinations between Frontier and Allegiant. Delta added in some. United, every carrier added service, either upgauge service, increased destinations, increased size of planes in 2016. So we had a growth by all carriers at CVG.
Just I think about this as a tourist mostly. I mean, just between those airlines that Candace mentioned, I mean, you're getting to fly to cities directly that you haven't gotten to fly to in years, such as New Orleans or Austin, Texas. Cities like those that, you know, that maybe one point had service from Delta. Now you get it again with Allegiant if you're going on vacation to any of those. So.
Sure. We have 55 nonstop destinations out of CVG, which, you know, is a healthy number for a market our size.
Where does CVG stand on fares, Candace?
Ah, I am so glad you asked that. So that is a huge accomplishment given the diversification of carriers. So traditionally, you know, CVG had always been ranked, say, number one, two, or three in the terms of highest airfares by the
right.
Department of Transportation. And I just want to say high airfares did not correlate to airport costs. We were always very low cost. But now that we have, you know, more diversified carriers in competition, the last DOT report had us at number 44. So a precipitous drop from number one or two to number 44, which is great. And on average, a passenger out of CVG today pays about $170 less per ticket than they did this time 2 years ago.
You expect this to continue?
I do. Okay. I do, right? Because all our carriers continue to grow. You know, we have a healthy mix of carriers, and competition requires everybody to sharpen their pencil.
How many carriers are operating out of the airport?
We have 9 or 10 carriers right now. The most recent, it's a smaller carrier named OneJet, and they provide point-to-point service to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. So Southwest is going to be coming on board pretty soon,
yeah.
Right? When does that start?
So Southwest will be starting service out of CVG on June 4th. So they'll be offering 5 flights a day to Chicago Midway, 3 flights a day to BWI. So that'll be a great boon for our area, right? And because only Southwest will only continue to grow into the future. So it was really a great addition to the stable of carriers. They are the largest domestic carrier in the U.S., so I think the growth potential is ripe.
How did CVG manage to land Southwest?
It was a long process, a lot of discussion, a lot of you know, we laid out a business case for them, showing them why it made sense. We pursued it over a course of a number of years. And then a lot of community officials, both political and business officials, came together and helped push it over the edge with our friends from Southwest.
I'm curious.
Mark,
go ahead, Chris.
Chris, if I could add
Judge Knuckleman.
One of the things that I think, and Candace won't ever take credit for this or her team, but you know, the confidence level that these airlines, I think, have in the leadership at the airport, you know, it does a lot for us. And because the business community has confidence in the leadership of the airport and Candace and her team. And so, you know, when you think about these carriers making financial decisions, they also have to think about the operations and make sure that they, when they make their investments and, you know, they don't want to come and leave the region. They want to come and stay. And Southwest has made it clear that they want to see, you know, they're contributing to the community and going to be involved. That speaks highly to not only the leadership there, but also to the region and the population that's here, both the business, the economic climate, and the workers that are here that draw in these airlines. And I think that's something that everybody should be real proud of.
Judge Nockelman, what do you think of the progress the airport has made over the past few years? Are you optimistic about the future of the airport?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, you know, if we always have opportunities to do better, and I'm never one who gives I don't believe in A pluses, but I do believe that, you know, we have to really congratulate the teams that are putting it forth and saying, hey, it's solid, almost A plus performance. In this situation, it's hard not to give an A plus. But you know, the past couple of years has been, I think, not only record setting, and we've used this word transformational. 2016 was huge, and I joke with Candace as the first month of this year started off that, hey, we now live in a corporate world. You just always have to do better and better. You have to, you know, now we have a baseline, and I'm joking, of course, because but the successes are mounting up, and I think that's a testament to the climate that's presently at the airport.
I'm curious about two things, Candace, with regard to Southwest. Is there, number one, do you think that their presence will drive down fares from the other carriers? And then the second is there room for everybody once they enter the market?
Let me take your second question first. There is certainly room for everybody in this market, right? This has been a prime example of being able to grow the pie for everyone. So the passenger base has continued to increase. Every carrier has seen growth. All of these carriers operate in coordination with one another at most airports around this country. So I do believe there is room for growth. I believe every carrier will be successful, and we want every carrier to be successful. Part of our mission, right, is to be able to offer a variety of services. So you have some passengers that want the low-cost carrier experience and like that. And then you also have other passengers that want the higher-end front-of-the-cabin experience, and we want to be able to offer that. So I think the variety and level of service definitely will allow for growth for everyone. And the first, in terms of fares, I think it's the competition that's going to keep driving down the fares. Southwest, while they are a low-cost carrier, they are not the lowest cost, right? They pride themselves on being low-cost, high-value. So I think they will also help the other carriers maintain price discipline.
It's really interesting because, I mean, you have three different types. You have your traditional mainline carriers, Delta, United, American. The ultra low cost ones are the ones that charge you for everything, you know, from baggage to, you know,
Allegiant. Snacks on board.
Allegiant charges you for snacks. And then Southwest kind of offers a lower fare, but then kind of includes your bags and includes a lot of things. So you really have a diversity there you didn't have before.
Well, and Southwest is becoming more and more of a legacy carrier itself over the years.
Well, Southwest, I think this year is celebrating its 45th birthday, its 45th anniversary. They are the only large carrier, you know, when you look at, say, the Uniteds, the Americans, the Deltas, that has never gone into bankruptcy. They have had 44 years of consecutive profit. So they apparently their business model works.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. And they're very good people with whom to work.
We will continue our conversation about CVG at 70, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU, and joining us to discuss the latest developments at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport as it celebrates its 70th anniversary, the airport's Chief Executive Officer Candace McGraw, Kenton County Judge Executive Chris Nockelman, and Cincinnati Business Courier staff reporter and columnist Chris Wetterick. And you can join our conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Candace, Delta, of course, had its reduction in operations at CVG back in 2005. Where do things stand today with Delta?
So Delta is still our largest carrier from CVG. They carry about 47% of our passenger traffic. And we were pleased they recently announced that they're going to increase About 6% out of CVG, which is their largest increase in about since 2005. So they're a strong, viable carrier. We enjoy working with them. I think they have recognized that they may have cut too deep in certain areas, and now they're looking to stabilize those.
You mentioned earlier land development is. Or go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to comment that Candace's comment there is that there have been some concerns that Delta was maybe going to go after some of the other airlines in some of their new announcements. But really, what they're doing speaks to the point of their business model improving service, and then also allowing, and Candace can correct me here, but I think that improving the ability and size of the planes that are coming in and adding first class seats so that for that kind of customer, those options are even more available than they were before. So I think that's good news for the users of the airport.
Yeah, definitely, without a doubt. Each of the carriers, inclusive of Delta, is upgauging a lot of their planes. People were used to flying those 50-seat regional jets. Those are all being phased out. I believe by the end of this year, all of the smallest plane that Delta will be using is probably a 70-seat plane with a first-class configuration. So that's very nice. You'll see in April, even American is upgauging its planes. We'll bring a mainline jet to service to Dallas, and United has upgauged its aircraft too. So, again, not only do we have a good number of direct destinations, but I think the quality of service is also getting better from the airlines.
And Candace, you talked about land development being part of the newer strategies for the airport. Tell us a little bit more about that concept.
Sure. So, people think of the airport solely as, their ability to get on and off a plane, right? We have to run our business like the business that it is. So we have an operating budget of about $100-$125 million, and we want to keep our costs as low as possible for our carriers. We also want to diversify our business. So we got into the land development business because we had some excess acreage that wasn't going to be used for aviation purposes. So we've been able to lease a number of sites. We have Wayfair up and operational that is employing several hundred people on 52 acres, generating revenue for not only the airport, for the local community. We have a few other sites like that under development. And then the biggest development, maybe we can talk about either now or a bit later, is the whole Amazon development.
Let's go ahead and talk about that. We're on that.
Yeah. So Amazon, we just announced a deal with them. They have signed a deal for a long-term lease at the airport, 50-plus years. It'll probably be about 65 years in total when all said and done, to lease about 900 acres from us. I've used the word transformational that, Judge Nockelman referenced earlier, because this is a transformational deal for not only the airport, the community. So Amazon will come in. We will be their primary air cargo hub in their new Prime Air business. They have committed to putting about a ramp space in to accommodate 100 aircraft. They anticipate 200 aircraft operations from the airport daily. They're going to build a 3 million square foot sort facility. They're investing $1.5 billion and have said, and I believe it's a conservative number, 2,700 employees.
And Judge Nockelman, your perspective on that Amazon deal.
Well, number one, it is big. We use the term huge when Southwest announced, but I don't know what the multiple of huge is. But it is that case that, when you're talking about jobs, they're coming here because they know that the investments that have been made at the airport are there. There's been some question that are the construction, are the runways ready to handle it? Well, these additional flights are still going to be at the level that the airport is able to handle the capacity of. So that's a huge benefit that they can come right in. They're talking a long-term commitment. That's jobs where people are going to be buying homes, investing in the community, potentially moving to our area who are not already here. And so there are almost no downsides to them coming. And not to mention the fact, and I said this to Chris at one time, but I said, that if there is a panache to realizing a company that is growing and is going to continue to grow as much as Amazon is, they chose Northern Kentucky. They chose Cincinnati among a lot of other options. And that tells us something about, again, what we have here and the economic impact that that's going to have. And I don't think the economy growing the way it is and the type of business that Amazon is in, That is not going to go away. That's going to continue to increase. And I think it's very beneficial, and kudos to Candace and the state of Kentucky for making sure that this thing ended up in Northern Kentucky.
You know, it's really the biggest jobs win the region has seen in the last, you know, at least 5 years. It's bigger than – it's the 2,700 is more than GE brought to the banks, which is the other big kahuna coming out. And I think there are a lot of people on both sides of the river that, you know, really hope these jobs are going to, you know, help people in poverty. I hear a lot of talk, at least on the Ohio side of the river, about that, you know, we got to figure out a way to be able to get people to the airport conveniently and quickly in order to, you know, to get these jobs. And so, you know, I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, as Judge Nachman was saying, you're tying in with the success of Amazon and its potential growth.
Well, you know, that's what I'm most excited about. I can see what the benefits are for the airport, and they're enormous, and it'll be fabulous for the airport proper. I think the benefits for this community are just even so much larger. Amazon is such a cutting-edge, innovative company, right? And they want to lean forward in so many aspects. So, I would hope that we capitalize on this fully. You know, what are the companies that want to locate here now because Amazon is here? What are the innovations that can be here? Could this community be a test site for all sorts of things, you know, of their different lines of business? So, while I know what it'll bring to the airport, and it's great, what it can bring to this community, I can't even imagine.
And Candace, we talk a lot about passenger traffic, but what about cargo traffic? I mean, 2016 was a big year for cargo traffic. What are the prospects there?
Sure. So we are the home for DHL's Global Super Hub. They have three super hubs, one in Leipzig, Germany, which is their home, one in Hong Kong, and one at CVG. Actually, CVG is now sized to be the same size as their largest, which is in Leipzig, Germany. So DHL has been great. We are now the eighth largest cargo airport in North America, due in large part to their tremendous growth over the years. Since 2009, they have done three expansions at the airport. They've put in another $280 million in facility investments at the airport. So they have $500 million worth invested at the airport. They employ 2,600 people there every day. So cargo is huge for the airport, and it's connectivity all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Was it a big thing in prior years, or is this just something that's come about in the past few years?
DHL's home was at CVG, and they have made a commitment, and they have grown that into their super hub over since 2009 through today. So, they have about 50 flights out of their operation every night to places all over the globe. And it's a great use of our infrastructure because their flights right now are all at night, right? So the passenger traffic finishes up about 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night. The DHL planes come in, and then they're all gone by 6 or so in the morning. So it's a great 24/7 utilization of our airfield.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about this because I keep seeing this on your Twitter feed. The therapy horse program that you have going on at the airport, how is that going?
It's fabulous. It's sort of a quirky, fun thing, but it has taken off. We've gotten worldwide attention for it. And we are actually, you know, since we're located in Kentucky, it's the perfect fit with the horses, right? But, you know, one of our goals is to create a positive experience for our passengers. And we were approached by the good folks at Seven Hills Farms who had these therapy ponies. And we thought, well, let's try it on an interim basis. And people love them. And so we launched it last year right before the Kentucky Derby. And they came out in their derby hats. The horses wore those. And they came out decorated at Christmas in their miniature horses.
Okay.
And they go all through. And the handlers take them throughout the terminal, and people love them, and it calms maybe some anxious passengers, right? They become an unofficial mascot for us, and again, just kind of a fun, different thing because we want our passengers to feel welcome. This is a great, we're the front door for the community. We want people to enjoy their experience at the airport.
How many of these horses do you have at the airport?
Well, they come periodically. They're actually here today as we speak. They're out passing out Valentine's treats, walking around the airport, and they bring two or three at a time.
So what is next for the airport? What's coming up? What do you see for 2017?
Well, 2017 started off with a bang.
You know, Amazon.
As Judge Nockelman referenced, right? So we had the Southwest announcement. Then we had Frontier, right? Frontier is going to be starting a lot of new service in April, I think, that's sort of gotten lost in the mix. But they'll have 17 destinations out of CVG as of this April. 3 years ago, they started with 6 flights a week, right? Once a day to Denver. They will be up to 93 flights a week to 17 destinations. Allegiant has a base of operations now at CVG. They have 3 aircraft based at the airport. I think that service will only continue to grow. So, and then, of course, then the Southwest starting in June. So I think this will be yet another record-setting year. I'm going on the record now saying it. But
you think it's going to be good as last year?
I think it will be. All right. So we're putting bets on it, but I do think it'll be as good as last year.
And Judge Nockelman, what do you expect for the year ahead?
Well, I think you're going to continue to see this team work collectively with the business community and really listen to the passenger traffic and responding to that need and making sure it happens. So, I think all signs are good. Because of the cooperation, if you think about it, you've got multi-state, multi-faceted businesses that are all trying to, get their piece of and contribute to this huge asset that is the airport. And everybody's doing it well. And I think everybody, again, should be real excited about the coming year and looking forward to all the great things that Candace continues to pull off.
Well, as Judge Nockelman said, we are truly a regional asset. So just for purposes of background, about 60% of our passengers come from Ohio, 30% come from Kentucky, and 10% from Indiana. Now, on the employment side, it's interesting, about 60% of all of the people who work at the airport are Kentucky residents, 30% Ohio, and 10% Indiana. So all 3 states have a vested interest, and we feel it, and we appreciate it, and we're heartened by the support of Judge Nockelman and the airport board members. And then, all the business and political leaders really want the airport to succeed, and we very much appreciate that.
Candace, large airports are obviously a good economic boost for the community, but they also have to be good neighbors. So I'm just wondering, how are relations between CVG and the surrounding communities?
I would think very good. I think we part of our strategic plan that we launched last year was very much focused on being a good neighbor, working cooperatively with our community, be it on noise issues, environmental issues, just being in constant communication. What do they need? What do their businesses need? How can we all be successful together?
Judge Nockelman.
I think, Mark, too, as you look down the road, I think it's part of the strategic plan that Candace has been implementing over the past couple of years now, but as you know, you're going to see the physical plan change with the rental car facility. I think people are going to continue to see the major investment that the airport makes in the facilities. I think that even though this news is great, this announcements are going to be, the wave goes over a number of years, and everybody's going to feel very very prideful, I think, of what they see when they fly, and hopefully they fly a lot for both recreation and for the businesses,
Well, and we'll soon be announcing sometime within the next few months, we'll be awarding a contract for a master plan update for CVG. And that'll take a look at our facilities now through the next, 20 or 30 years. And we'll invite public participation into that process as well. So everybody can sort of have their fingerprints on what the airport should look like into the future.
Judge Nockelman, Candace, and Chris, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us on.
Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport CEO Candace McGraw, Kenton County Judge Executive Chris Nockelman, and Cincinnati Business Courier staff reporter and columnist Chris Wetterick. Coming up, we'll hear how gardening is being used as therapy and as a tool for community development. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.